Mayor Bloomberg's controversial pick for schools chancellor has run into serious trouble. An advisory panel has voted against granting a waiver to publishing executive Kathy Black. The waiver would have allowed Black to take the job despite lacking the right education credentials. The panel's vote was 4-2. Two other panelists said they didn't want to decide at this time. Now it's up to State Education Commissioner David Steiner to make a final decision on Black's future, and he's already indicated he won't rubber stamp the mayor's request. WNYC's Beth Fertig joins us now to explain. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
So tell us about how the vote went down yesterday and what it means.
There were eight panel members, and they met for 2 hours inside a boardroom at the State Education Department's office on Park Avenue South. And the reporters weren't allowed inside, so all of this information came afterwards. The chair of the panel, Susan Furman, who's the president of Teachers College at Columbia, read a statement to us, and she took no questions. But what she said was this: Education Commissioner Steiner laid out the three choices to the panel members. They could vote yes, no, or not at this time. He told them he preferred the latter, which meant that he was open to having the application submitted again in a way in which Black is joined by a chief academic officer type of person, someone responsible for the education side of things and who would have some autonomy. And Steiner ultimately decides now, so the panels rejected the mayor's request. It looks like he's saying, come back again with an educator, but he has to make that formally and write his opinion.
Now, you know, we've been hearing a war of words over Kathy Black for weeks. Now, opponents say she's not an educator. The mayor says her management skills at Hearst Magazines and USA Today would make her a good chancellor. Is there any indication what swayed the advisory board?
They won't talk. But with four people voting no and two saying, let's wait, it's clear that the mayor didn't persuade them. The state statute requires superintendents, or chancellors as they're called in New York City, to have a number of credentials, a superintendent's license, teaching experience. She had none of that. Joel Klein, even though he was a lawyer, he had taught in the city schools for a year. He had gone to NYU's education school. So we can only speculate about why they rejected her. And there's plenty of speculation. There was tremendous opposition to Black from parents, teachers, politicians who said they wanted an educator. 13,000 people signed a petition that was sent to Steiner opposing her. Mayor Bloomberg then fought back with almost a political campaign where every day he's rolling out more supporters for her from the business world, from, you know, women's groups. And then yesterday, a poll came out showing more than half of registered voters surveyed opposed having her as chancellor, and 2/3 of New York City public school parents.
Wow. You know, weren't there concerns also about the conflict of interest on the panel, possible conflict of interest? I mean, their connections to Mayor Bloomberg and that they might just rubber stamp Black's appointment.
Yeah, there was a lot of chatter about that because three worked for the current chancellor, Joel Klein, including one woman who he wanted to elevate to the position of deputy chancellor for teaching and learning, but he was told not to because she didn't have the right credentials for the state to approve her. So then there was also speculation about the fourth panel member, Louise Mirror, who heads the New York Historical Society, because there were reports that she had received, or her museum had received, almost $500,000 in contributions from Mayor Bloomberg. So the New York Times wrote a lot of stories about this and other media outlets. And it's possible that these panel members might have felt pressure to be independent after all these reports came out questioning them. But I'm also told they're very respected educators who were going to, you know, consider things on their own anyway.
You know, it seems like the mayor has put State Education Commissioner David Steiner in a pretty difficult position by picking, you know, such an unconventional chancellor. What's his dilemma?
Well, the problem is that Bloomberg never gave Steiner a heads up that he was going to do this. When he chose Kathy Black, he surprised everybody, including his own administration and people in the education department. And Steiner, as the education commissioner, has to follow the state law, which says you need certain credentials to be a chancellor. And then whatever he decides, he has to justify to the Board of Regents, which appoints him. So by offering this possibility now that Black could be joined by someone who knows education, Steiner's clearly trying to compromise. But then that undercuts the mayor's argument that Kathy Black's managerial experience is so good she can be chancellor by relying on the existing educators surrounding her. And then it also would tie her to some academic person who we don't know, and we don't know how that would work. What if that person were to leave? Harold Levy, who was the former chancellor about 10 years ago, who got a waiver, even though he's a lawyer, but he had experience working on the Board of Regents, he told me that's like giving someone a driver's license and making sure they have to have two drivers in the car all the time. He thinks it's a bit unwieldy. But Regents Chancellor Meryl Tisch told me she thinks this is a completely reasonable solution to have two people working in tandem. It happens all the time, even at the State Education Department, where Steiner runs the agency, but then there's people under him who have other responsibilities.
Very briefly, you know, Commissioner Steiner is expected to make a decision soon. How much of an indication did you get yesterday about what that might be?
He only said that he knows there's a holiday coming. He hasn't made his official decision. He has to put it in writing. I don't know how long that's going to take. The real question is, what's the mayor going to do? Will he elevate one of the deputy chancellors? Will this be acceptable to him? He invested a lot of political clout in Kathy Black, so it's going to be interesting to see how he takes this, and City Hall has been silent so far.
All right. Thanks so much, Beth.
You're welcome.
WNYC's Beth Fertig.